Today's post is Just Do the Next Thing. Now, I often think about Charlie Brill and Mitzi McCall. If you aren't familiar with the married comedy duo, well, it's not surprising. They were the act who followed the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1964. How could you possibly follow that? Thankfully, Justin Bieber didn't recently make Linux training videos that I have to follow, but the thing is, this past week has been a surprisingly good week with regards to the things I'm creating being appreciated by other humans. And hey, maybe robots. I'm okay with that. Meet Morp, y'all. How about them electrons, am I right? No, but the problem is, one success feels like setting the bar for the next thing, and a big success feels like it's a really high bar. After this blog was shared by a super popular friend of mine on Twitter, the same friend who often shares my comic, he's basically my ex-naval fairy godmother, and then one of my YouTube videos was showcased in a Hackaday article by another friend, the traffic and popularity of my stuff has honestly stepped up a bit. No, I'm not an influencer or a YouTube celebrity or parking a Tesla in my garage or, you know, even having a garage, but I crossed the monetization threshold on YouTube, the process of which apparently takes about a month, and then I could make dozens of cents every day. And I was recently sent a tech product to review without me asking or buying it, and there's actually conversations happening in the comment section of some of my stuff. It's like, oh my god, I'm too good looking and my wallet is so fat. I know. Complaining about a modicum of success is really pretty douchey. I mean, isn't being successful exactly what I'm intending to do with all this writing and newslettering and podcasting and videoing and cartooning and everythinging? And Sean, if you really can't handle getting 1,000 video views without feeling overwhelmed, well, you better hope you never actually make it big. And yeah, I get that. I get all that. And I do hope the success continues. Heck, my lofty aspirations include the need and ability to actually hire people to join me in my endeavors. The problem I'm mulling over now is that I find it difficult to do the next thing when the last thing was deemed worthy and good by the masses. I think as humans, or, you know, robots, still love you guys, we tend to look at a very narrow slice of time. Heck, we practice living in the present as a way to stay healthy in mind and body. But the road to success is long, and for some of us, very long. And while intellectually I understand that a video which gets 10,000 views isn't 100 times better than a video that gets 100 views, it sure feels that way. Now, let me get very specific. I'll use my YouTube channel as the example because this week has had some prime examples of what I'm talking about. The Hackaday debacle of awesomeness. All right, one of the many things I do is to occasionally co-host on Floss Weekly, which is a podcast over at twit.tv. One of our other occasional co-hosts is Jonathan Bennett. We don't know each other in meat space, but I consider him a friend, and if we were at a tech conference, we'd totally hang out and be nerdy. Anyway, he's a writer at Hackaday.com, and last week he included my SSH tunnels video in an article that he wrote. It sent a flood of users to my tiny little YouTube channel, and it quickly elevated that video to like 7,000 views in the first week. Now, for comparison's sake, most of my videos get about 100 views in that time frame. It also brought a lot of new eyeballs who subscribed to my channel, which increased the views for my other videos, and there was sort of a snowball effect that gave my tiny channel a boost. Again, my channel is small. We're not talking about fame and fortune. We're talking a cool growth acceleration. And like I mentioned above, it even bumped me over the monetization threshold, so that approval process has started too. But here's the crux of the situation. My brain tells me that SSH tunneling video must have been the cream of my video crop. That video is what will breed more success. Whatever I did there is what I need to do every time and improve on. Because for some reason, my brain says, this is a video of a creator that has 3,000 subscribers. If you want to increase to 5,000 subscribers, you clearly need a video that is about twice as good. Now, I know that that's not how it actually works. Heck, even my observation of older videos getting more views proves that it wasn't a single video that raises the bar of adequacy. But as I often point out, brains are not logical. They're emotional, fickle, jiggly think meats which assume the worst and never appreciate the best. And so, I didn't make another video the whole week. The week where I was getting more and more people interested in my channel and my content. I was crippled with fear that I'd release a video that wasn't better than the SSH tunneling video, and people would know that the apparent star quality content was a fluke. Brains suck. Actually, I typed Brian's suck there, and autocorrect was just gonna let me insult innocent Brian's everywhere. Come on, robots, I thought we were friends. This week went by, and the popularity boom has waned. I still garnered quite a few new subscribers, which was incredible, but instead of riding that incoming wave, I floundered and released no new content. On Friday, I felt so terrible about not releasing anything that I threw together a video on Linux certifications and posted it. I figured it would flop, but at least I was trying. That video is honestly doing really well, which is weird because it hasn't been boosted by anything external, so who really knows how all this works anyway? So, what have you learned, Sean? Honestly, I have no idea. Here's the thing, though. It's pretty common with anyone who gets a bump of success that they struggle with their next endeavor. One-hit wonders, authors who write a successful book, middle-aged men who get a compliment on how their hair looks. We all flounder on how to meet or exceed what we did that was deemed good. The only advice I really have is that maybe we shouldn't try to outdo ourselves. Just like it's unhealthy to compare ourselves to the success of other people, comparing ourselves to the most successful thing we've done is just silly. I'm just as good as the guy who made that SSH tunnel video because I'm that guy. I wasn't trying to specifically make a standout creation. I was just doing what I love. Greatness isn't a thing we do. It's the way that we do the things we do. Trying hard to be more perfect seems silly. We are already exactly ourselves. So I guess just do the next thing. And in the words of Paul McCartney, let it be.